Chapter 1. Recall to Life. The Dover Mail was struggling up Shooter's Hill one November night in 1775. The road was dark and muddy, and the passengers were all walking beside the coach to make the work of the horses easier. There were three passengers, all wearing heavy coats and boots. They trudged wearily up the hill through the heavy mist, not speaking to each other. There was a great fear of highwaymen in those days, and the guard and driver of the Dover Mail were anxious. They watched the passengers suspiciously. Just as the coach reached the top of the hill, the driver heard a noise in the darkness ahead. He listened intently for a moment. Then he was sure. There was a horse approaching at a gallop. The guard had heard the noise as well, and he drew out his blunderbuss. The passengers had also heard the horse, and they stood in silence near the coach. The sound of the horse was very clear, and the guard called out loudly,
"Stop! Stop or I'll fire!"
The rider stopped his horse very quickly. The passengers peered uneasily through the mist, but they could not see the rider or his horse.
"Is that the Dover Mail?"
the man on the horse called out. The guard aimed his weapon carefully.
"Why do you want to know?"
he replied loudly.
"I want a passenger,"
the voice replied.
"I'm looking for Mr. Jarvis Lorry."
One of the passengers stepped forward when he heard his name and spoke quickly to the guard. The guard looked suspiciously at Mr. Lorry for a moment. Then he called out to the rider again.
"Come closer to the coach,"
he ordered.
"But come very slowly. If you move quickly, I'll fire."
The man on the horse moved out of the darkness and approached the coach.
"It's all right, guard,"
said Mr. Lorry quietly.
"I work for Tellson's Bank in London, and this man is one of our messengers."
The messenger passed a piece of paper to Mr. Lorry, who opened it hurriedly and read the message in the light of the coach lamp.
"Wait at Dover for Mademoiselle."
Mr. Lorry turned to the man on the horse.
"Jerry,"
he ordered,
"take this answer back. Recalled to life. They'll know what you mean. That's all. You can go now."
Mr. Lorry stepped into the coach and the driver flicked his whip at the horses. The coach moved slowly forward towards Dover.
"Recalled to life. That's the strangest message I've ever heard,"
the man called Jerry said to himself. He paused for a moment or two, watching the coach disappear in the darkness and mist. Then he shrugged his shoulders and began the long ride back to London. By morning, the mail had arrived in Dover, stopping outside a hotel. Two of the passengers had got out previously at their destinations. Mr. Lorry, the remaining passenger, climbed stiffly down to the ground. He walked into the hotel and ordered breakfast. He was cold and hungry, and he had not slept much during the long journey from London. He had been thinking a lot about the past, and his memories were painful ones. He sat by the fire and made himself comfortable. Mr. Lorry ate his breakfast hungrily and then went outside for a walk. The coast of France could just be seen from the seafront at Dover. Mr. Lorry peered anxiously towards it, and his face grew serious. He plunged into thought once more. That afternoon, Mr. Lorry settled himself in the hotel. He ordered an early dinner and had just finished eating when he heard the sound of a carriage outside.
That'll be Mademoiselle,
he said to himself nervously. A few minutes later, the waiter came in to tell him that Miss Manette had arrived from London and that she wanted to see the gentleman from Tellson's Bank. Mr. Lorry sighed deeply. He stood up and followed the waiter to Miss Manette's room in the hotel. He seemed a little afraid of meeting the young lady. When he entered the room, he saw a young girl of about 17 standing near a table. The girl was slender, and she had golden hair. Mr. Lorry stared at her for a moment. He remembered an occasion many years before when he had carried a small child in his arms on the boat from France. Miss Manette smiled at him.
"Please sit down, sir,"
she said politely. Mr. Lorry sat down and waited for her to speak again.
"I had a message from Tellson's Bank yesterday,"
Miss Manette went on.
"There is apparently some very surprising news about my father's property, which the bank said you would tell me about. The bank also told me I would have to travel to Paris to see about it."
Mr. Lorry nodded his head. For a moment there was silence, and then he coughed awkwardly.
Ahem. I am a man of business, Miss Manette. What I have to tell you is a matter of business. I want to tell you the story of one of our customers.
Mr. Lorry coughed again, and then went on.
This particular customer was a French gentleman, a doctor, as it happens.
Did he live in Beauvais?
Miss Manette asked eagerly.
Yes, he did. He lived in Beauvais, just like your father. I knew him, you see. I lived in Paris in those days, and I worked in the Paris branch of Tellson's.
When did all this happen?
Miss Manette asked quickly.
About 20 years ago,
Mr. Lorry replied.
The gentleman married an English lady, and Tellson's Bank managed their financial affairs. It was a business relationship, you see. Just a business relationship, you understand.
This is my father's story,
cried Miss Manette excitedly. She looked at Mr. Lorry keenly, as if trying to remember a face from the past.
Was it you who brought me to England after my parents died? Was it you, sir?
Mr. Lorry bowed to her politely.
It was me,
he admitted.
It was an affair of business, you see. Just business, that's all. As you have guessed, I am telling you the story of your father. You know that your father died, Miss Manette.
He coughed awkwardly again, as if he did not know how to go on with his story.
But the man in my story did not die.
Miss Manette went very pale. She began to tremble violently.
Please be calm, my dear,
the banker said softly. He spoke gently now, and he studied the young girl's face as he continued with his story.
What if Monsieur Manette had not died? What if he had been taken away to a dreadful place? What if he had had a powerful enemy who put him in prison? What if his friends did not know what had happened to him?
Although Miss Manette was even paler now, she was listening to every word that the banker was saying.
Go on, sir,
she said.
Tell me everything, but tell me quickly.
Your father has been found, my dear. He is alive. He's been taken to the house of his old servant in Paris. That's why you and I are going to Paris.
Miss Manette began to tremble even more than before.
It won't be my father,
she cried in distress.
It will be his ghost. It's my father's ghost you're taking me to see, Mr. Lorry. It's his ghost.
Mr. Lorry tried to calm the young girl.
Nonsense, my dear,
he said softly.
You're going to see your own father. The poor gentleman has suffered very badly, but you will bring him back to life.
Then he raised a hand in warning.
We don't know what happened in the past,
he told her,
and we mustn't ask. France is a dangerous country, and our business is a secret one. I am carrying no papers with me at all. Our mission is a simple one, Miss Manette. Recalled to life describes it perfectly.
Miss Manette looked at Mr. Lorry. Her eyes were wide open and she was very pale. She did not say a word. She sat in perfect silence for a few minutes, and Mr. Lorry realized that she was in some kind of a faint. He shouted loudly for help.
Ho there! Help! Ho there!
A large, red-haired woman rushed into the room after Mr. Lorry's call for help. She ran over to Miss Manette and seized her hand. Then she began to shout angrily at the hotel servants who had come into the room with her.
Why don't you do something?
She yelled.
Go and get some smelling salts and some cold water. Don't just sit there looking at the poor girl.
The servants ran out of the room to fetch the things that were needed. The angry, red-haired woman bent tenderly over Miss Manette, stroking her face and whispering softly to her. Then she turned to Mr. Lorry in fury.
What have you done to her?
She asked angrily.
Couldn't you give her your news without frightening her to death?
Mr. Lorry watched as the woman continued stroking Miss Manette's face and talking softly to her. After a few minutes, the girl recovered consciousness.
I hope she will be all right now,
Mr. Lorry said quietly.
No thanks to you,
the woman said fiercely.